received and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Let's welcome our Senior Pastor, much. Dr. Gerard Curry.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now take your Bible, hold it up, shake it all about, and we're about to make a faith statement. Are you ready to say it? Well, let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and in particular, tongues, what it means, who's it for, is it doctrinally safe, what is the theology on this, who gets it, who doesn't get it. We want to continue to pick it up and show you that there is something more than just salvation, and there's that infilling of the Holy Spirit, which actually has to be continually fill us up, because we tend to get weakened in that area and leak out as we sow into other people's lives. So I want to just continue in the life service today. Let's pick up right now and see what God is showing us, and let's believe that you are going to become all that God's got for you, and you'll accomplish all that God wants you to accomplish. Let's pick it up right now.
We get into so many rituals and so much traditional religious thinking, and we nullify the power of God with our thinking, with our words. We can make the word of God, the all-powerful word of God, null and void in our own life. Can you say amen? So it's the life-changing experience of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and He's accepted and received into our life and into our heart. Acts 9:17. You all remember Saul. How many remember Saul? I'm not talking King Saul. I'm talking Saul. He was persecuting the Christians in the New Testament. He later on became known as Paul. And he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Powerful man of God he turned out to be, right? So Saul, he's on the road to Damascus. And he's going to go and capture Christians for speaking the name of Jesus Christ. He's going to bring them back to prison to be whipped and even killed, because he stood there holding the coats and the clothes of them when the first Stephen martyred was martyred. He was there. Come on. And so now watch here. Acts 9:17, he says this first of all. God hits him on the road to Damascus. Bang, off his horse. And he sees Jesus. He says, "Who are you, Lord?" When the Lord says to him, "Why are you persecuting me this way?" He says, "Who are you?" Yeah. Right? Yes. He says, "I'm the Lord Jesus who you're persecuting. It's hard to kick against me. You're not going to win this battle." He sees Jesus. Paul was in Jerusalem when Jesus was crucified. Do you think he never knew that Jesus was crucified? He was going to find the people that took Jesus' body. Yeah. Remember? And hid Jesus' body. He wanted to get these Christians calling on that name Jesus. And next thing, yes, Jesus appears to him, and he sees Jesus. He has a conversion right there. Because we know he had a conversion because he turned from there on, right? He got saved because he saw the living Christ. And if you believe and you see Christ and you speak it, you're saved. He saw the living Christ. Now watch what happens. Out of the Passion Translations, Acts 9:17. And Ananias gets told by God, go and lay hands on Paul. on Saul. He says, no ways. God's like killing Christians. I'm not going near him. He says, go, because I've reserved him for me. Ananias left and found the house where Saul was staying. He went inside and laid hands on him and saying, Saul, my brother, the Lord Jesus appeared, who appeared to you on the road. And this is known, listen to me, known by Bible scholars around the world as Paul's conversion. He saw the resurrected Christ. He saw the resurrected Christ. And so the Bible scholars call it Paul's conversion right there. He got saved and turned around instantly right there. So he says, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me to pray for you so that you might see again and be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Salvation, and then the second infilling of the Spirit of God. Paul was saved because that was 3 days later. He was blind. He was sitting there blinded. He'd been saved. I call it the third day anointing. The resurrection of Christ, 3 days, the third day anointing. And what happened was, he lays hands on him. All at once, the crusty substance that was over Saul's eyes disappeared and he could see perfectly. Immediately, he got up and he was baptized. Amen. Paul got saved, then he got filled. The disciples got saved, then they got filled. I'm going to show you others later on so that you can see there is a process and it's not just a one-time event. It is not just a one-time event. And in actual fact, it's an ongoing event. You need to be being filled all the time. We're going to go through that scripture. You've got to keep getting filled up again and again. And listen, the disciples, look, I'm finished. The disciples in Acts 4:29 said after they were threatened with their lives, he said, Lord, grant your servants that with the boldness you would speak your word and by stretching forth the hands to heal, that signs and wonders would be done in the name of your holy child, Jesus. And when they did that, the whole house shook like crazy. And the Holy Spirit came on them again. He came on them again right there. Paul and Silas sitting in the prison, when they were singing praises to God, the whole place shook. The Holy Spirit did a shaking right there. And they were released. Come on. There's an infilling and you've got to keep getting this thing. You've got to keep bringing the Holy Spirit in and you've got to stay hooked up. Everyone say hooked up with God. Amen. So we're going to go more into this later on. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you. And Lord, we know that you are sovereign and you're sovereign over your word. And Lord, you said that your believers would pray in other tongues. You said we would be filled with the Holy Spirit. You said the gift of the Holy Spirit. You said baptized by the Holy Spirit and fire. You made all these, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You brought all these terminologies that we're going to look at later on and see how this works. And we understand exactly that we are those people called to be full of the Holy Spirit and to do miracles, signs, and wonders. To do just as the apostles did in the first century. We want to do the same. And it's available to us to do the same. And there's even all of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you. And we honor you. And we give you praise and glory. I'm going to just give the altar call right now. And then I'm going to pray over these prayer requests. And you're going to pray with me. If you need to leave, I understand. Some people have got jobs to go to and things to do. If you need to go, after I've done the altar call, you're more than welcome to please go. But we're going to pray for these prayer requests. But right now, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you heard me say, Jesus said in John 3:3, except a man or woman is born again, they won't even see the kingdom of heaven. And then in verse 5, you said you must be born of water and of the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, the new birth, or else you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And then you told us in Romans 10:9 and 10, yes, how? If you believe and confess that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And so, Father God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity. I want to give everyone in this place the opportunity right now to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. If you're not sure if you're saved, then please let's just make sure today. If you've never asked God to become your Lord and Savior of your life, let's just do it today. If you backslid, why don't you just recommit today? God is all-forgiving and all-loving and all-caring. He will wrap you in His arms. And He'll hold you and He'll never leave you and He will never forsake your life. So if you want to receive Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, I'm not going to ask you to come out of your chair, but I'm just going to ask you for a show of hands. If you want to receive Jesus on any of those counts I mentioned, just raise your hand high. When I see it, you can put it straight down again and I will pray for you. Right now, I'm looking across here. I see that hand. You can put it down. I see that hand. You can put it. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see those hands. There's about 5 hands in that section. I see all these hands. Praise God. We're going to pray by way of internet. If you want to be part of this prayer, you just receive this prayer today. All you got to do to qualify is believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He lived and died that you might live. He took your sin, your judgment, your punishment. If you can believe that and speak it out of your mouth, you're saved. So if you believe it, you qualify. Now we take it through to its end. Now all of those people, there are about 10 hands that went up. All of you that put your hands up, I'm not going to ask you to come out now. But after the service, where's Marianne from going? This precious lady's got free material to hand out to you. Free books. We want to give them to you. I would encourage you to come here after this and just see her and she'll give you a book, take you 1 minute. Okay. So those of you that put their hands up, those of you by way of the internet, those of you listening on the radio, anybody right now that wants to receive Jesus, and all of you family and friends, let's just pray this prayer together. Let's say, Father God, I come to you today and I give you my life, my spirit, soul, and body. I ask you to forgive me of every sin I have ever committed. Cleanse me and make me brand new. Put a brand new spirit in me. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my punishment, my shame, my judgment. He took it for me. I don't have to take it. And I appreciate that. And I receive it today. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And you did raise Him from the dead. And according to your word, if I would believe it and speak it, I would be saved. I would be born again. And today I do this, and I've done this, and now I boldly declare, and I proclaim, heaven is now my home, God is now my Father, my name is in the book of life, I'm a born again child of God, thank you Jesus, I receive it, and I love you, amen and amen. Now give the Lord a shout. Now listen. It's that simple. Doesn't matter where you were born, doesn't matter the color of your skin, doesn't matter your age, your gender. You received Jesus Christ. You've done it today and you received Him. You're now a brand new creation. I want those people to just file up here and go on the side, come to Mary, and she's got free material, free books for you. Her and Pastor John and Linda are standing there. Just come on out of your seat, come to them and get these free books. And in the meantime, we're going to start praying over these prayers. You need to go. I speak a blessing over your life, and I speak that the angels, the warring angels surround you, keep you safe, you walk in perfect peace and divine health. You're free to go if you need to go, but the rest of us, if you want to pray, stretch your hands out towards us. Ushers, greeters, leaders, just come on up to the front. Lay hands on these. Father, in the name of Jesus, just lay hands on these. In the name of Jesus, every prayer request that's over here right now, we just call it fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Healing and jobs and marriages and children and addictions. Everything you've said about is done. In the name of Jesus, we pray over these. We ask that you would touch them right now. Now pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray. I need to hear you praying.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services.